This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, gang. Mac, how often do we read about Mac Weldon? I would say almost every week. That's how much we love it.
I miss you, Mackie. I love your stuff, and your underwear are on my asshole right now.
Mac Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. Mac Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping. Talk about your shopping experience. I will. My shopping experience has been great. I went to MacWeldon.com. I bought my dad a hoodie. I bought my uncle a hoodie. And I bought my dad a pair of boxer shorts, too. A group set? What do you call it? A case.
A case of undies?
A case of undies.
That's a lot.
You can go on there and use promo code Tuesdays. I loved it. It came like 2 days later. I wear it every day. Don't you?
I'm wearing it right now. I love it. An antimicrobial. I tested it. I farted it. Sniffed it. Nothing.
Wow.
These guys are on point.
And you eat beans.
A lot of beans. Pinto. From Chipotle. Thank you. Double ad there. Sorry, Mac. Not only do they have underwear, socks that look good, but they got the shit that'll perform well, too. You can work out in it, jog, the whole thing, go on dates, whatever you got to do. So go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code Tuesdays. You heard it right here, folks. Promo code Tuesdays. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It is Joe of Joe List fame. Unfortunately, I have bad news for all you Minnesota Wildcats. That's not a thing. Oh, the Minnesota Wild is a thing. Unfortunately, I have to cancel St. Paul Joke Joint. Hopefully, we'll be back. It's the last dates of the Louis tour in my hometown of Beantown. That's right, Boston folks. I'll be there with Louis at the Wang Theater. I guess this is a good news, bad news situation, depending on where you live. But I'll be at the Wang Theater with Louis February 14, 15, 16, and 17. I am bummed to be missing it. I know a lot of you had already bought tickets. Hopefully, I will be out there soon, maybe in the warmer months, and I hope I didn't ruin your Valentine's Day. And hopefully, whoever they got to replace me is wonderful, and you can go see them. Bummed out to be missing it. I apologize to all you Minnesotans. I love you, and I'm sorry, but Louis is paying me 6 times the amount of money. And it's my hometown, for God's sakes, and it's the final dates of the tour, so I have to be there. And speaking of Minnesota, all you Minnesotans, your hometown boy, Chad Daniels, one of our favorite comedians, just released a new album. It's called Footprints on the Moon, or Footsteps on the Moon. Holy shit, I better look it up. Oh, God, I don't want to ruin this. But Chad is one of the funniest comedians out there, and we wanted to get him on the show, but it just didn't work out time-wise because he's visiting when we're out of town. But it's called Footprints on the Moon. It just came out, and it's a great album. He's fucking hilarious. If you don't know him, you should. Check out his stuff online. Chad Daniels from Minnesota, lives in Minnesota. I won't be coming to Minnesota, but he'll be there. And I apologize for missing you. But check out Chad Daniels' album, Footprints on the Moon. He's one of the best, and he's got kids, for God's sakes. He's got to support him. So buy the album. Help feed his children, and hopefully I'll be out to Minnesota soon, and I apologize for this episode. I was in a cranky mood, and I hate myself and root canals. I love you, bye.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Holy hell, you know where it is, you know who it is, you know what it is. It's Tuesdays with Anal, everybody. Good to have you back. This is Mark Norman, my old pal.
Joe List.
Yeah, we're back. It's a balmy Tuesday in Manhattan, and we are gay. Thanks for listening. Whew. How you doing?
It's balmy. B-O-M-B-Y.
Ay, ay, ay.
It is unseasonably warm.
Climate change.
I guess it's just regular warm now. It's like 39, but it's been a winter. It was 72 one day.
Mmm. That's great. I was just up in Wynn.
Win?
A peg.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I want a peg. Right in my ass.
How'd you like it?
I got a few things on Winnipeg I want to say. First of all, a few fans came out, so thanks to the Tuesdays.
Yes.
There's no Chipotle there, so they just handed me just a card. Had
yeah,
nothing on it.
It's like Dave's Burrito.
Right, right.
And it's only open on Wednesdays.
They just give me playing cards. But The food sucks. They have a thing called Boston Pizza. That's their big chain.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Thought was odd. That's what you're taking from Boston, the pizza? But, yeah, well, you know, it's not nice people. Everybody's so nice, like, almost where you're like, what are you, fucking with me? You got a problem? Fuck you. And I feel like they're a little behind the times, but only in the good ways.
Oh, really?
You know, like, they're not racist. They're not that old school, but they're like, super community-based, and they take care of each other, and they're polite, and they have manners. It's clean. There's less crime. Although it is the murder capital of Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a lot of stabbings because they don't have guns.
Oh, wow.
So they stab each other.
Why don't they have guns? People have guns in Canada.
Well, that's illegal.
No, it's not.
That's what the guy told me.
In Winnipeg, maybe, I guess.
The Canadians or the Winnipeg, yeah, they said they don't fuck with guns.
Oh, but Canadians have guns because they're all hunters and bears and shit. Remember, what's-his-toes went up there, the fat fuck there? Michael Moore went up there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they all had their doors unlocked, but they have guns everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I think Canada's like a gunny place,
well,
I thought.
Not the peg.
But I might have got bad info. I mean, that guy's full of shit sometimes.
Who, Chris Christie?
No, Moore.
Oh, the other fat guy.
Yeah. I like him also sometimes, too. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad.
Who,
he's
more?
Always fat, though.
Yeah, he is a fat lesbian.
He's got a bad look.
Yeah, clean it up, Maury.
But we shouldn't fat shame. I shouldn't fat. I take back everything. You can't talk about anything political now.
Tell me about it.
But I thought they had some guns up there.
Well, I think maybe they do out in the Saskatchewan, but the wind is all right.
Right. But I think they're just not obsessed with guns, but I think they can buy guns. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I mean, the guy made it sound like there's not a gun in the county.
Shelby, why don't you look up the guns in Winnipeg there?
Yeah, the cops that carry kazoos.
You're thinking of Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo?
Yeah, it's Mazoo, but I put in a kazoo. I got some problems. I'll get into why in a moment. I got some issues right now.
List is on edge.
Oh, I'm on edge, baby. It's all putting me on edge. I got all kinds of health problems and political problems.
Oh, yeah.
These people, they tweet at you, the whole thing.
I was just in the airport last night. Well, that was no picnic.
Oh, yeah, it's a scene there.
Yeah, I had my headdress on. That didn't help.
Oh, I think if you said turban, it would have been better.
Because
I think everyone's picturing headrest. I think you said headrest.
Headdress.
Oh, headdress, but even that's like a native.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a feather. All right, can we cut in turban?
No, you got to live with that one. It's balmy. What's going on over there, Shelby?
In 2012, there were 32 firearm-related incidents per 100,000 people.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty low. But so they have guns, though. They're allowed to have guns. Yeah. That's the question.
He said there were no guns.
Yeah, but I think he means, like, figuratively.
Right. I mean, I figure there's a gun in the town, but...
I'm saying they're allowed to have guns, but he's saying we don't have guns.
All right. He said they weren't allowed to have guns.
That's what we're trying to figure out. I mean, Shelby, what the fuck? You're looking at the wrong shit, dog.
Well, we're not allowed to have guns in New York, but, I mean, a lot of people have them.
What about a permit?
No, you're allowed to have a gun in New York. You're just not allowed to carry a gun in New York.
What about Kumia?
He's got a gun.
He's in New York.
That's what I just said. You just can't carry it.
He was carrying. He carries.
Oh, I think maybe he wasn't supposed to. I don't know.
He's got a permit.
I don't think you can conceal carry in New York City.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
I'm pretty sure you cannot...
I've seen him with a gun.
Really?
Yeah, that's his thing. He's a cowboy.
I don't think he's allowed to.
All right.
I think you're not allowed to carry a gun here.
I don't think he's brazen enough to walk around with a gun.
In some states, you're allowed to carry a gun, like Illinois, and then you go everywhere you go, it says no gun zone.
Yeah.
Texas, you can carry a gun. It's a concealed carry law in Texas.
Phoenix,
you're not
as well.
Allowed to walk around New York with a fucking gun.
What do you
I'm sure of it.
I think he does, but it's really hard to get.
All right. There you go.
You gotta have a radio show, maybe.
That'll do it.
I think the audience hates when we talk to Shelby. Not to talk to you, but have you look stuff up. Because, I mean, they're just sitting there, and they already know the facts, I think.
They don't know the facts.
Some of them listen to us. Some of them know the facts, but they write to me and call me a fucking retard every week and go, hey, you fucking lib fag idiot, you can carry a gun in your asshole.
Yeah.
Someday I'm gonna get shot by one of these people, I feel it.
Well, not in Winnipeg.
I guess not.
All right. Well, the guy said they don't have guns. Maybe he meant figuratively, whatever. But that's what he told me. And I don't give a shit. I'm just telling you what he told me.
Shelby's got something.
Oh, he's got AIDS.
He's got swollen lips.
Yeah, where's the bee? He got stung.
Nothing? You got nothing?
It was Winnipeg, Texas.
Oh,
you can carry a gun there.
Get out of here with Winnipeg. That's like Paris, Texas.
Just right. Can you fucking own a gun in Winnipeg, Saskatchewan,
Canada.
Alberta, whatever the fuck
Manitoba.
Manitoba. Alberta's Vancouver, right? No, that's BC. I don't know what's what.
I think BC is the best one.
I think so, too. I was in Toronto.
Oh!
Let's talk about that. I say Toronto like a local. They don't pronounce the last T N or something. It's Toronto. Like
Boston guys do that with mitten.
What?
You don't say mitten. You say mitten.
Mitten?
Oh, you say mitten.
What are you talking about?
Well, I've been banging this girl from Boston, and she says mitten. I forgot my mittens.
How are you saying it different?
I have zero sound for the T. Mitten.
Oh.
See, but you didn't notice it was weird.
Well, it's mitten.
There you go.
There is a T in there.
But she says no T.
You say it like she does.
Mitten.
Mitten?
There you go.
I mean, I don't know about that.
You never heard that? Manhattan? It's also a Puerto Rican thing. I live in Manhattan.
Yeah, you don't say Manhattan.
Yeah, you do.
No, no one says Manhattan. They say Manhattan.
You got a T in there.
It's not Manhattan.
Wow,
it's Manhattan.
This is subtlety.
Manhattan.
Subtlety.
I don't know. By the way, this episode sucks.
The word subtle, you don't say the T. It's very subtle.
I say subtle.
No T.
Subtle.
Subtle.
Toll. I'm saying toll.
The B
Manhattan.
The B is subtle.
The B is very subtle. It's a silent B.
But it's ironic because it's the word subtle with a subtle B.
It's a silent B movie.
All right.
Well, he must have had those.
Seinfeld had that.
Well, it was a talkie.
Talkie B-movie.
Speaky.
Yeah.
Some people are upset about his tweet now.
What happened? What was that?
Oh, my word. I don't know what's going on. People that I respect are upset about this. We've gone fucking topsy-turvy.
What's the joke?
He tweeted, Blacks Life Matters, because it's Lewis Black's episode.
So
he's promoting Comedian Zakari writes Blacks Life Matters, and people are upset.
What?
It's like, dude, are you fucking, there's fucking problems.
Yes.
There's real problems.
Get a life.
It's a pun. He's kidding. It's a joke.
Right.
Who gives a shit?
His name's Black. Get over it.
He's not like Lewis Black Life Matters and fuck these real blacks.
Right.
I mean, are we really upset about
that?
I've seen comedians upset about this.
See, it's people who get upset about that ruins the whole thing. Because now you don't know what you're really mad about now.
It's so crazy. I mean, if he was like, yeah, black people got fucking crazy big lips. Woo! And they're upset. I'd be like, okay, I mean.
That's something.
I mean.
Shelby.
What are you going to do? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. Wow.
But a pun on Black Lives Matter? He's not taking away from Black Lives Matter.
Right.
The guy's best man was George Wallace.
Yeah.
Not the governor, the black guy.
His opener is Mario Joyner.
Mario Joyner.
Good friends with Chris Rock.
Hero's Bill Cosby.
That's right. A rapist.
I mean, come on.
Yes. He promotes rape.
I just don't get it anymore.
I can't stand it. And now I just go, I don't listen to any of it. Fuck you. You ruined it. You're taking these, being offended and saying something's racist. Calling something racist is a big deal. And now it's all moot.
They're not even saying it's racist. They're like, it's insensitive. It's terrible. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, get out of here.
I mean, are you really hurt? Are your feelings really hurt? Are any black people actually upset?
I don't think he wrote
Blacks Life Matters in a tweet to fucking tweet a show about Lewis Black?
Right, right.
Give me a break.
What if, I was at the airport and one guy had a sign that said, ban white men. And I'm like, well, how is that helping? I'm looking around, it's a sea of white men and women chanting, helping somebody, but it says ban. I'm like, well, you're being so progressive, you're actually racist again.
Yeah, it's pretty silly. I think what he's saying there is that there's more white men have been doing more shooting than these Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, I get it, but, you know.
I mean, that sign.
They're a group with feelings.
That sign, I understand, is he's being ironic or somewhat like, I got you here because it's like, well, if you're going to ban Muslims for these people that, by the way, the Islamic shootings, the school shootings, those are American-born people.
All except
American. For the woman who's from Pakistan, which isn't on the list. So I have a little trouble with that. But I don't want to talk about politics because I don't. It's not that I don't want to fucking talk about it. I enjoy talking about it. I don't want to deal with these people that write, hey, you fucking blah, 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 because
right.
I find them to be fucking morons, most of them. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, they're
And
dumb.
I don't want to hear from the fucking idiots. How about the guy that writes to me and this is going to be, we're going to lose another follower
boy.
He writes,
go.
He goes, hey, guys, don't you see the hypocrisy of you making fun of Trump talking about grabbing pussies? Listen to your own show. Yeah, we're not the president of the United States, you fucking dumb fuck. We're doing a comedy show. We're comedians.
Yes.
We're not running the free world.
Nor do we want to. We're making jokes. He's real. I know. Wow, Black Lives Matter. I had no idea. That is silly. You're all crazy. You got it good.
All right, let's get into some
stories. There's real problems out there.
Let's get into some stories, because we just lost half of our people here.
Complaining is a luxury like that, you know, being offended. Shut the fuck up.
They're very snowflakey.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what that means.
That snowflake's a big word that the right started using for the liberals. Ah, you snowflake. The people that are upset about Black Lives Matter. Ah, you snowflake. But then you talk about Trump, and they go, boom, 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 boom.
Right,
they get all flaky.
It's human nature.
I'm unsubscribing. Go unsubscribe. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Fuck your parents.
It's like Bill Burr has that great point where he makes a joke about abortion, makes a joke about rape, makes a joke about child molestation, and then somebody goes, well, I was molested. That's not a joke. That's a statement. No, they're all jokes. Just because they affect you doesn't mean it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's all very silly. I don't know. We should probably cut all this out.
No, we keep it. It's the climate, baby.
Yeah, the climate change.
I've never watched the news in my life until this last couple months.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope Trump just at some point he pulls like a Mr. Miyagi and goes, all right, it was all bullshit. Just wanted you guys to get together.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Anyways, let's get into some silly, fun, goofy stories, because if we don't get silly and jokey, everyone gets upset.
Yes. Manhattan.
By the way, how about the guy? Yeah, all right. I shouldn't fucking. I hate these people that are like, before I start this episode, do you talk about politics? So it's like, so you're this big, tough, right-wing, Trump, blah, but you can't even listen to a thing if it has one little thing that you don't enjoy.
Right.
You might not enjoy one little thing.
On this free podcast?
That's called entitlement.
Mm.
Could you be more entitled?
A lot of entitled.
All right, anyways.
You two ladies with the buy me dinner first. Very entitled. You think you deserve a dinner? All right.
Okay, let's get crazy. Here we go.
How about this?
All right, please.
What do you got?
You go, because I'm all hot over here.
Let me finish up Winnipeg, and then we'll put a gun in your ass.
I'm hot under the collar.
All right. Here we go. So, yeah, Winnipeg was fun. Took a layover to get out there. Good people, nice town. Weird being in Canada. Weird when you can't use your phone. It kind of brings you back to Earth a little bit. You can only use your phone with this Wi-Fi. Or I do anyway, because I don't want to spend any money.
Right.
And, you know, so you're out at the gym. You're out of the movie theater, no phone. It's kind of nice. Then you go back to your condo and it all clicks on.
Yeah. Do you find that anticipation when you're coming up the steps, though?
Oh.
You're like, your heart's pounding. You're like, oh my God, am I got my phone, my tweet.
Oh, it's the best. I'll
yeah,
see how many
exciting.
Retweets I got, see if I'm gay, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So the shows were great. That's a great club. You've been there.
Yeah, Rumors.
Rumors, great club, no green room. I feel like Zach Morris over there, you know, because everybody's so behaved and subdued and like worried about standing out that you get to just be like I was standing behind the ticket taking girl, like, hey, come on in, folks. And they were like, I can't believe how outgoing he is. Oh my God, you feel like a cool guy.
Yeah, you are Zach Morris.
I feel like Ferris Bueller out there, you know. But yeah, it's fun. Everybody's blown away by how weird we are, and making jokes in office. Everybody's like, this guy's kooky. It's a good time. So thanks to everybody who came out. And the night, I fly out on 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Ah, you want to get out of there.
Want to get out of there. Want to get back into the Manhattan.
Back in the high life again.
Thank you. And how about this? So the car's coming at 4:30. So, of course, I'm a piece of shit. I go out drinking with the staff on Saturday night. But I go, you know, I'll just get a 2 hours sleep. Then I'll get on the plane. I'll sleep on the plane. Bada bing, bada boom.
There's some hot numbers in that staff,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, that was a hot staff.
Yeah, they're fun.
And hot gals in the wind, too. Peg.
Yeah, I saw a couple.
Yeah, they're out there.
Outside of the staff, I didn't see a whole lot.
All right, well, there's a few guns. And so I go out drinking. I get back to the condo where I'm staying at about 3 a.m. So I'm like, all right, hour and a half, car's going to be here, or I call a cab, whatever. So I set my phone. Alarm. So I go, I'll take a nap for an hour.
Oh, boy.
Wake up with a half hour to brush my teeth, take a boom boom, and finger myself.
You and that alarm.
I love the alarm.
It's trouble.
Live by the alarm. So I doze off. Wake up 6 minutes before the cab has to be there. Because they're like, you better leave by this time or you're not going to make it.
Ah.
So I wake up. I go, I put my shoes on. I put some water on my face. I wipe my ass. And I call the cab. And the cab's like, we'll be there in 2 seconds. I was like, oh, thank God. So then I remember the waitress said, leave the keys under the door.
Yep.
So I get outside the door. I lock the door. I got all my bags. I make sure I got everything, you know, make sure. Because I got to get those. Once I give those keys up, it's over. I slide the keys under the door, but they won't go. They're just like, the key ring is too tall.
Oh, I remember that.
You
yes,
do?
It's a thick thing. It's a thick piece.
Thick piece, thin door, puss.
Yes.
So I can't
just describe
get the,
me.
I can't get the fucking key under, but the cab, if the cab leaves, I can't get back in the place to call another cab.
Yes.
Because I got no phone.
Mm.
And now I'm outside of the Wi-Fi zone. So I'm jamming this key under. It's like the door hymen wouldn't break. So I'm pushing it, I'm tweaking it, I'm tweaking it, I'm twiggling. And I finally, like after like 3 minutes or 4 minutes, I get the damn key under. I hit the elevator door or hit the elevator button. Now I'm waiting for the elevator.
It's a bad elevator.
Bad elevator.
It's one of those one works, one doesn't.
Yeah.
Very slow.
Yes. One good, one evil. So
things are slow up in Canada.
Yeah, they're slower.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people. The elevators. Oh, boy. So I'm waiting for the elevator, waiting for the elevator. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Finally, the fucking door opens. Now, here's the thing with this old school elevator. It's got these big round buttons that are like three-dimensional. They come out like 2 inches. You can really get a good push on the lobby button.
Three-dimensional?
You know, like they come out.
Okay.
Like an Audi. Most buttons are an innie.
I got you.
But it's an Audi. And so I hit the lobby, but the buttons don't light up. I don't trust an elevator button that doesn't light up.
No, I don't like a person that doesn't light up.
Yes!
I'm in the room. You should go, hey!
You light up a room.
I try to light up a room. Today, yeah. I think I'm darkening a room.
You're darkening.
We lost followers again.
You're a big gray cloud.
Oh, boy.
So I hit the fucking lobby. No light up. The door's just staying open. So I hit the door close button. No light up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Door closes. Now we're going down. It's fucking 4:30 in the morning. Bing, bing, the door opens on two.
Two?
Who is it? Some old cunt who wants to go jog.
It's all old cunts in that building.
Old cunt. Crazy old jizz hanging out of her armpit area. It's like she's wearing the spandex, but everything's popping out all over the place.
Yep.
Oh, varicose veins as far as the eye can see.
It's an age-old story.
Yes. An old age story.
Yes.
So finally, she's like, "Ooh, you're going out there? Yes. Ooh, Canada hockey, yo, hey." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut up, you old bag." And finally, the door opens. I push her out of the way. I see the cab through the glass, and I go, "Oh, the cab!" It starts driving off.
Oh no!
It's driving off.
You can't get a second cab in Canada.
No cab. I got no phone. I got nothing. I don't know the number. The whole thing's fucked. The keys are under the door. They're in the apartment. I'm screwed. So I got my bag. I drop the bag, and I just start hoofing it down Royale Street or whatever the hell it is. And I'm doing the wave. I'm breathing. There's air and the smoky air is coming.
You were breathing?
What do you call that with the
fog?
The breath. Yes, the breath is coming out. My head's steaming. You ever get the head steam?
I love the head steam.
That's a good look.
That was my highlight of my life in cross country. We'd all run during the winter,
yes.
And we'd take our hats off. It'd be a big cloud of shit and AIDS.
The Native Americans thought it was your soul leaving your body.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
the Native Canadians.
Uh-huh. They call them Aboriginals, by the way.
That's racist.
Well, I didn't get that. And I was like, hey, where are the Aboriginals? And there was some black guy. And I was like, oh, there, you probably won. He's like, what? But they're just Native Americans to us.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm just going off Crocodile Dundee here. But so I flag the cab. He pulls over, and I go up to him. I go, I'm the guy. I'm sorry. He's like, well, I didn't know you were coming. I was like, I'm here. So I had to run back, get the bag, run back, and I made it to the goddamn airport and flew to Toronto. Now I'm tired. I'm hungover. I'm on an hour's sleep. I get to Toronto. I mean, I fly to Toronto, and I get on the plane, and I get this one.
Uh-oh.
There we go. I'm on the plane. 11C. I'm a big aisle fag. Love the aisle. So I get on 11C. There's an old lady sitting there. Another old bag of jizz just sitting in my seat. And she's got her dumb son, who's now like 40, sitting next to her. He's in the middle seat.
Dumb son, my favorite soup.
Yes.
Dumb son soup.
Mm-hmm. Is that Japanese? All right. We have an Asian gal in the room who's
vomiting. We actually have an Asian in the room. She's enjoying it,
yes.
I think.
All right. So I go, hey, little lady. I'm in that aisle seat, and she goes, oh, Jesus. Oh. She's just making a bunch of noises but not doing anything.
What is it, Yuba Geneva Dot Fire?
Hello. But you got drive-by fruiting.
You got a lot of, it was a run-by fruiting. You have a lot of problems with people in your seat.
Yeah. Wait, what?
This is a recurring theme.
Do I?
A lot.
Oh, you remember the other one?
It's been like nine.
Are
you
kidding? I didn't remember. You've been listening.
Oh, I listen.
I'm flattered.
The first four letters of listener list.
That's right.
All right, so she's in your seat. She's old. She's a cunt. She's Doubtfire.
Yeah, so I go, 3 days as a woman having hot flashes. She didn't get it. And so the son goes, yeah, all right. How do you want to do this? Like, how do you want to do this? What are you, crazy?
Are you doubling up on her?
Yeah, I know, right? So I put my dick in her mouth. And so then the flight attendant guy, the gay guy in the suit comes over and he goes, "Hey, what's going on over here?" And I go, "Oh, well, this old bag's in my aisle seat. And I don't mind moving, but talk to me, people."
Yeah.
You know, they're all just like mumbling shit to each other, like whispering. It's like they're a catcher and a pitcher. They're making all these plans and hand movements. And I go, "Hey, I just want to sit down. You know, there's a big line piling up behind me." So the flight attendant goes, "Oh, would you mind? I got a seat in the back, empty row. It's all yours if you want it."
Ooh.
So I go, "Oh, empty row. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I love an empty row, and I do need some shut-eye." So I go, "All right, where is it?" He goes, "Oh, it's right there, row 24. And I go, "It's not too far. All right, I'll take it. You guys have your way. God bless. Not an ugly American. Fuck Trump. Whatever the hell." So I go back. Last row of the plane, I'm right by the shitter.
Oh, I don't mind the shitter.
I can't recline. I hit the wall.
Oh, the no recline.
No recline.
See, shit doesn't bother me, but the no recline is tough.
I don't want to shit in my eye, and I'm sitting straight up with a piss in my face.
Sometimes I like to smell other people's shit to see what my shit is at, health-wise.
I'll tell you where your shit's at. I'll yelp it, but I don't want to sit by the can.
I hear you. But if you got the row to yourself, you can lay down anyway. You don't need to recline.
That's the other thing. It's only a two-seat row because the third seat is actually a bunch of equipment.
Equipment?
So it's a two-seat row.
What are you, on a band flight?
It's like airbags and shit.
Airbags.
Parachutes and, you know, knives. They don't have guns there.
All right.
It's just a big pile of shit like oxygen masks and, you know.
Goalie pads?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of cups and stuff. It was bad. It's just a big pile of first aid kits and whatnot, you know.
That's fun.
Yeah, I played with those. But so I just go, "Oh, fuck." And now I'm complaining so much that the guy in front of me goes, "Hey, you want to have my seat?" He had a window seat. And I go, "No, no." He's like, "It reclines." I was like, no. So he was nice. So I just, you know, curled up into a fetus and laid down on the plane on the two-seater.
Ah.
And every time somebody took a shit, I heard it. That flusher on a plane is no joke.
It's funny. You know what I do whenever I flush it? I guess there's a delay. You press the button, and it's like a second passes, and I pretend to shoot it because it goes...
Ah.
It's really fun. It makes it look like you just blasted away a dump.
I like that.
Not that I've ever taken a dump on a plane.
But it's like you have the force. And
yes.
You're like, "Get out of here," and you point at it.
It's enjoyable. People don't realize this. When you flush a airplane toilet, it shoots out into the atmosphere.
Isn't that wild?
It's pretty crazy.
You'd think just every once in a while you get hit with a big blue dump.
No, it disperses, I think, and fucking evaporates.
Well, that's even worse. That means I'm eating a hot dog. I'm getting some particles.
Yeah, but that's what gives it its flavor.
I guess so. All right, well, I got back home safe and sorry, and there's a whole riot going on at the airport, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm not Muslim." They said, "All right, keep it moving."
It wasn't a riot. That's fake news.
Ah, well, whatever, a protest.
I love everybody. I love everybody's I apologize to everybody listening. Hey, I love you. There was room for everybody. Come on in. Tell a friend.
We love you. Give us your tired, your anal, your Jew, and your dick. But
yeah, and your muzzies.
I will say that the Canucks up there, I was making fun of, like, Trump and America, and they just, I mean, they're just kicking their feet back and going, "Yeah, we got it pretty good."
Yeah.
They know, they're just looking down at the border and laughing.
Yeah, well, we're going to be a laughing stock, there's no question about that.
Oh, yeah. Stocks are down.
Well, oh, God, I feel like I'm going to just really regret everything in this episode.
No, I think it's going all right. Subtle, be as subtle in the word subtle, come on.
Nah, I called some people dumb, they're going to get mad. But then the people with the guns, too, these maniacs. Should I read the thing now there, Shelby?
Yeah, might as well.
We got a big gay ad here for, it's for the friendly ghost, Casper.
Ah, yes.
It's a sleep brand that created one perfect match. Just one? Should have created a bunch of them.
Well, if they made one, I got it.
Yeah, they do. Sold directly to consumers, eliminating commission-driven inflated prices. It's a hell of a mattress. You have it, Mark. Tell them about it.
I got this thing. This thing is just a rectangle of joy.
Yep.
It's like sleeping on a big fat lady. It's perfect. It's just the right sink, just the right bounce. It feels good. I've had sex on it. I got sheets on it. It's already stained. I've urinated on it. It's just perfect. I love this thing. And it comes in this box that's like the size of a, I don't know, like a pizza box in width. And then you rip it open, you pull the mattress out, and it's curled up. And right when you tear the plastic, it goes, and it expands, and it's a beauty.
Wow. Well, you can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.com/Tuesdays. and using Tuesdays.
But yeah, it's a great mattress, folks. Get it, get it today. It expands like a fat chick in a relationship. That's, you know, it just gets bigger.
That's twice you said fat chick.
Oh, really?
Oh,
sorry.
Boy.
I love fat women.
Obsessively engineered mattress. Shockingly fair price. Casper.com/Tuesdays. Try Casper for up to 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up, stick in your ass, and refund you.
There you go. It's a really good product, folks. It got voted best new product of 2015, I believe.
Wow.
And I love it. The girl likes sleeping on it and banging on it. It's a really great thing. And get one today. And it smells good, too. So I really highly recommend it. That's a personal bode from Old Norman.
Bode?
Is that wrong?
It might be right. It's a funny word, bode.
Bode. You know how they say it doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
I gave a good bode. Is that right?
What do you I don't know.
What do you got for bode there?
We still never got the gun shit. Shelby's off his game today.
Yeah.
I think I offended him. I think Shelby's a big Trump guy. What do you got there? I don't even know what we're looking up anymore.
Bode is an omen of a particular outcome.
All right. So that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, you gave him an omen.
Bode well. It doesn't bode well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't omen well. So I'm giving it a good bode.
Yeah, you're giving it a good omen.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't quite make sense, but it kind of makes sense.
It kind of works.
Who knows? Mm. All right. Well, I was up in Canada myself there.
Yeah, you were. I could feel you out there.
The Great White North.
Yeah, can't say that anymore.
I love Canada. I love, but I'll tell you, I went to Toronto for the first time in my life. And of the three major cities that I've visited, four if you count Winnipeg, although it's not as major, I don't think.
Well, it's the biggest one in Manitoba.
Right, but, you know.
That's like saying the best porn star actor.
Yeah, so I went to, I've been to Calgary, and I've been to Calgary, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Toronto, and Montreal, as well as Yarmouth, Nova Scotia.
Did you do the comedy club in Cal?
I did the old comedy club with the crazy Greek guy.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name, but he's a nut. But anyways, I was up in Toronto, and of all these cities, Toronto is my... I like Vancouver and Montreal much better than Toronto, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. I only had a couple days there.
You're going to get some flack on that, Jack.
Well, Montreal, it's very European. You got Mount Royal, you got the strippers, you got the cafes, you got the festival. Yeah. It's very sexy.
Yeah.
Old Montreal is beautiful.
Yeah.
Vancouver is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my God. You know, they think Vancouver kids are stuck up.
Well, it's a very rich area.
Yeah.
But anyways, went up to Toronto with Louis. Very exciting. Me and Mackie and Feinstein. And I had this little toothache. My gums hurt.
Yeah.
On the bottom front. So it's a little bit, I have trouble compartmentalizing.
Whoa,
that's why I can't deal with these internet people.
Uh-huh.
But my tooth hurt, so I was all in a bad mood, you know.
2:30.
Yes, but I went up to Toronto with the gang, the old gang, back together, the Europe gang, Mackie and Rachel and old Lou.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of fun up there. We did Massey Hall, classic venue. One of my favorite albums, Neil Young, 71 from Massey Hall. So it's cool to be in there.
Neil Young from Winnipeg.
It's like a big, is that right?
I believe he is.
All right.
He had no gun. Check it out, Shelby!
He's definitely Canadian. But anyways, we were up in the beautiful Massey Hall, spectacular theater, and we went out afterwards. It was a beautiful Toronto night. We went to some cafe and ate pasta and drank coffee, and they drank booze. Some guy spilled wine on me. It really bothered me.
Ah, that
and
sucks.
Then the next day, we get up, and Mackie and I, we go down to the old Hockey Hall of Fame.
Ooh!
Hell of a place. Boy, Canada, they got, it's a real mall-esque. It's mall-y.
You know, it's cold. They got to go indoors. They got to go in the cave.
I just mean the Hockey Hall of Fame. Like, you go to the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's a literal hall, and it's like several days. You got to go like a couple days, and it's like this beautiful thing. Hockey Hall of Fame, I brought my drink down there. I'm like, can I bring my coffee? They're like, yeah, bring it down there. It's just like glass and rows of things, and not that great.
I'm surprised, because hockey's their main export.
I know, but if I flew there, like if you go to Cooperstown for the Baseball Hall of Fame, you're going to be satisfied. You do a vacation, you get some day, the whole town's dedicated to baseball.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting. If I flew to Toronto to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame, I'd be like, this is insane.
Wow.
You're there for 90 minutes, you're like, I get it. It's fine. Why am I complaining? This is a very complainy episode. I'm really sorry. I'm in a bad fucking mood.
Oh, boy.
But anyways, so we do the Hockey Hall of Fame. That's exciting. I shoot on the goalie, the thing. I'm playing goalie. That's
fun. I saw
that. Yeah, it was very exciting. And then they shoot. It's like a Videotron. So you're in the net, and then they shoot these little foam pucks at you.
Uh-huh.
And they aim it So a couple will hit the crossbar, and it goes, save!
Ooh.
So if you're a little kid, you can't, you're dumb.
Right.
You can't get it. It'll hit the crossbar and say, save! So it did that for me. I couldn't see any of them. They come too quick.
I was wondering why you wrote this idiot or whatever the hell.
I stuck. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So then it hits the thing, and the guy goes, I was like, oh, I blew it. I'm the worst. And the guy goes, now you saved a couple. But I'm like, well, I'm not nine. I understand that they shot over the net. I didn't hit it.
Yeah.
So he tried to trick me into thinking I was better than I was, but that's not going to work. I know I stink.
You know you suck.
Yes, I do. So anyways, I was going to go get a tooth thing. I'll go to the dentist here, free health care.
Oh, genius.
Not bad, but I ran out of time because I was at the Hockey Hall of Fame for too long.
Yeah.
But anyways, I walked around there. Then we did the Air Canada Center. Big venue.
Never heard of
hockey
it.
It's the Air Canada Center. It's where the Maple Leafs play. The Toronto Raptors play there. Pearl Jam plays there. 14,000 people.
Oh.
What an arena. So after I go out with Mackie, I spend the day with him. I go back to the hotel. Right, when, you know when that feeling when you get back to the hotel, you get a couple hours before showtime.
Oh,
you just
love
go,
that.
You take your pants off, you beat off in the soap.
Yes, in the soap.
I get a text from old LCK.
Yeah, baby.
He says, hey, man, can you come down here and watch this new cut of the special?
Oh, my God, a cut.
Now, here's the thing that's exciting and weird and strange. So it's this amazing thing. We're friends with Louis C.K. We got a relationship with Louis C.K. Our minds are blown. He's our hero. We're insane.
I appreciate you throwing the we in.
Of course. I've been saying that for years.
Well,
we had this talk on the podcast.
Oh, we?
You're like, I can't bother him. Like, you're friends with him. And you're like, I'm not friends. I'm like, he emailed you.
Ah, well, I mean, my uncle emailed me. We're not friends.
No, he's our uncle.
That's true.
Louis, your uncle.
I wish he was my uncle.
Maybe he'll finger you at a barbecue.
Well, he's a monkey's uncle.
That's what uncles do.
What is an uncle, monkey's uncle?
I don't know. I think it's just a fun thing to say.
Oh, all right.
Shelby's already on it. Shelby's been striking out, though. We got nothing on the Neil Young. We got nothing on the guns.
Waiting on the Neil Young. And Neil Young, I'm pretty confident about.
We got Bode, and that's it.
Bode sucked. Keep it coming, Shelby.
Shelby, that's a good nickname.
Thank you.
Shelby. That's what I was thinking.
Monkey's uncle comes from the 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial about...
That's what I thought. All right, well.
A monkey was on trial? Those are some crazy times. No wonder why the stock market crashed.
Maybe it's the one that went to NASA. He wasn't supposed to be there. Or went to Mars. Didn't a monkey go to the moon?
I don't think so.
I think a monkey went to the moon.
Maybe.
Didn't they put a monkey on the moon?
I think there's a monkey in space at one point. And one of them, they put his brains to a car battery or something. I remember reading about that. Yeah, that might have been a neighbor of mine.
I know they used to put makeup on monkeys, or that might have been a girl I fucked.
Yeah, hairspray and the whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Shelby, you got something more?
The Scopes trial was teaching evolution, so he said, like, if that's science, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Oh, fun. I like it.
Oh, that's cool evolution, lawyer. Baby.
What do you got on the NASA monkey? I'm telling you,
all
monkey
right,
went
we got
to
get back to here. They're going to hate this episode.
I like it.
But they're going to be upset with me about the Trump. They're upset with me about the fucking the Seinfeld bullshit. They're going to be upset that we're asking Shelby all this nonsense. The gun thing will turn into a thing somehow.
The Seinfeld thing, you're in the clear. That's all bullshit. That's all pussy, weirdo, idiots getting angry.
I know, but we're getting shit from those people, too. We get shit from the left and right. We're getting it from both sides.
How do these people have enough time in the day to be this offended? Grow the fuck up. Go to work.
It's very silly.
It's silly. It's a luxury. You should be... You got a great life. Live it up.
Yes.
Hug your children. God damn it.
These people don't have children. The people tweeting us don't have children, I don't think.
Oh, I hope not. They're unfit.
Anyway, so then, but what I'm saying is we have a relationship with Louis, but then it's funny, you have that 2 hours in between going out and seeing the city and then relaxing. I get the text. I'm at a point in my life with Louis C.K. that he texts me, and he's like, can you come watch the cut of the movie?
You're annoyed.
Like,
that's an hour,
I don't
want to
do this. Yeah. It's an hour and 10. And I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, right?
So it's like, jeez, I got to piss. I haven't showered. I haven't packed.
And you got a fake laugh. This is a big thing. This is a lot of work.
So we get picked up at 7, and it's like 5:30. We go down there to his suite, and now it's like, I feel like Forrest Gump when he meets the president again.
Right.
I'm like, here's another suite. Beautiful suite. It's a great suite. All right, put it on. What the fuck? And he's trying to put it on the TV in the room, but he couldn't figure out how to get it on the TV.
More waste of time.
It's a half hour, and I'm sitting there, like, looking at my phone. I'm in Louis C.K.'s suite in Toronto, just looking at my Twitter, being like, oh, my God, this is brutal.
So fun. Hurry up and wait.
So finally, we have to watch it on his tiny little computer.
Ah!
And I kept being like, I don't like that cut. And he's like, I don't care about the cuts. I'm talking about the material. And it was like, I got scowled at. Boated.
You got boated.
So anyways.
But you already know the material.
I know, but I was like, well, because he cut a couple things. I'm like, I like that cut. I don't like that cut. thing ends. It's 6:55.
Oh,
I get picked up. I'm like, I'm getting picked up in 5 minutes. I'm like, I gotta go. I'm like, I haven't packed. We're flying home that night. I haven't showered. And he's like, just tell her you're going with me, which is kind of fun because I gotta take the cool car.
Yeah, the cool car.
So now he leaves. He's like, Elvis. He leaves at like, it's like showtime. We start driving there. We're in traffic. I'm like freaking out.
What?
It's like 8:20.
You're with the head honcho. They're not starting without you.
I got to go on right there.
Yeah. Are they starting the show without him?
They start the show right when we get there.
All right.
And
all
I haven't eaten, so I got to run to like craft services and throw it together to the plate. And I'm just eating it as I go up in front of 15,000 people. I got food coming out of my mouth.
Oh, I love it. Showbiz, baby.
It was very exciting. And the special looks amazing, by the way. Unbelievable. I mean, it just looks tremendous.
Really?
It's so exciting. And you cut it down. It's like 65 minutes. You got to check it out. It comes out soon.
Did you make it in with the hug?
Just a voice. No hug.
Ah, we got a voice.
The hug is our moment.
All right.
We just have to live with it. They'll have to believe it at home.
Witness.
But the voice is in there, which is exciting. So anyways, we do the Air Canada Center, and what a magical show it was. I mean, huge arena, great crowd, a lot of Tuesday fans there, which was exciting, or a bunch, I should say. Then we hustle out of there. We fly home. I make a dentist appointment for the next morning. I'm excited. I make a dentist appointment. I'm a good guy. I'm trying to tack it. Instead of just worrying and having all this anxiety, is my tooth falling out? Am I dying? I'll go to the dentist first thing in the morning. I walk to the dentist, Steinway Street. It's not even open yet. They open the door for me. I'm the first one in there.
Wow.
It's like this huge, everything in Astoria has like Greek, it's got like Parthenon fucking
columns.
Columns.
Yes.
It's this huge dentist's office.
The U looks like a V.
Yes. I go in there, dentist. I go in there and, they look at my thing. I go, I got a sore gum thing here, down here. They immediately do an x-ray. And then the girl, it's like this young assistant. She's kind of cute, probably 17 years old or something.
Ooh-wee.
And she goes, yeah. I go, yeah, it's probably a cavity. Maybe it's a cavity. And she goes, well, I hope it's not a root canal.
Never even
considered a root canal.
Yeah.
I start Googling root canal. My hands are shaking. I can't compartmentalize. I'm just losing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
He comes back. He's like, oh, yeah, it's all foggy. See all this black shit? That's a root canal.
Whoa.
I'd have a root canal.
It's a hell of a doctor. Just black shit all over the place.
Yeah. I text my mother. I go, I need a root canal. She writes, you don't need a root canal. Get the fuck out of there.
What does she know? It's your tooth.
I go, well, she's like, just have it pulled. Fuck it. Because my mother's like, don't even do it. But I'm like, it's a front tooth.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So I just go, just give it to me. Hit me straight, doc. Hit me with a root canal.
Oh, my God. How are they going to get the tools in that tiny mouth?
A root canal. They fucking pried it open. They drill it. You can just hear it.
Whoa.
And it's fucking, there's teeth flying everywhere. They drill into your tooth and pull out the nerve.
Oh.
And they kept adding Novocaine. I kept going, I'm screaming. He's like, you're sensitive. What are you doing? He's like, relax. He's like, this is anxiety. I'm like, I'm reacting. This is visceral.
Oh, man, that's
you're
some nerve
nerves.
On this guy.
Some nerve. I was nervous.
Yes.
And it was brutal. And then this is the worst part. I mean, you're going to shit blood here. You know the suction cup guy?
Oh, the little hook.
The suction thing, the hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The suction hook,
it
sucks.
The Bill Cosby bit.
Yeah, it goes in under my tongue.
You ever go fishing?
You know, I got those little clitorises under the tongue. You know those little knobs, those little flippers?
Yeah, I got one. You got two?
They look like pinball things. Yeah, it's a little thing.
All right.
Well, there's the attached part.
I got detached.
There's two little testicles in there.
I don't know if I got mouth balls.
You got them.
All right, we'll look at my mouth later.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen in there.
All right.
I've seen in there with my third eye. Dick hole eye.
Hey, big cyclops.
You blew me.
Yes.
Anyway, so it sucks in. It fucking pulls in my little under tongue area, my under tongue clit.
I always hated those suckers.
He grabs it, goes, and I go, ah! I look. I'm like, what the fuck was that? It's the most painful thing I've ever heard. There's no Novocaine under my tongue.
Uh-huh.
And I open my eyes real quick, and I see for one split second both of their faces looking at each other like, oh my God, what do we do?
What?
I could see them. They're, like, I caught their faces. They were like, fuck me.
What did it suck up?
It sucked in my little knob and pulled.
Whoa.
And it went bang. It made a noise. And I was like, it was like the Joker in fucking Batman. I was like, give me the mirror.
Yeah.
You fucked up. I know something happened. I can feel it. It's like it's swollen under my tongue. I was like, give me a mirror. And then he did like the little dentist bullshit mirror. I was like, no, I want a mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, give him the mirror. And then the girl gets the mirror, and it's like bright purple. It's like a big purple porn dick under my tongue.
Whoa, a big eggplant.
You gotta see it.
I'd like to see it.
I got a fluorescent purple penis head under my tongue.
Holy dick
it's
mouth.
It's still like that. Now it's all white and red. I've been gargling fucking Listerine
Jeez.
And peroxide
wow.
and chlorine and bleach and Pepsi.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a wild scene down there, and it's swollen. So now...
You try to do something good, you know?
I know, and they do the root canal, so under it's on the back side of my front bottom tooth, and I talk for a living, so my tongue is flipping around on that, and it's hitting the end of tongue thing.
And you're performing in front of giant crowds on a Louis C.K. tour.
I'm in agony every moment I'm talking right now.
Really?
It hurts.
No wonder you're in a cunty mood.
I'm in a cunty mood, and it hurts the old wallet. 28 hundo for this shit.
Oh, that should give you some money back for sucking up your nuts.
I know, dude. It fucking hurt, and I was bleeding like a sieve, and it took a while, too. He kept making the joke. He's like, you're a tall guy. The nerve goes very deep, so they had to keep going back in with that drill.
Wow.
Then my lips are numb. My tongue is numb. My under tongue is swollen.
Jeez Louise.
It was a bummer. Fucking almost $3,000. I go home. Letter from the IRS saying I owe $3,500 from 2015.
Oh!
$7,000 day.
How do you owe that much from 2015? You had made no money then.
I made quite a chunk.
Oh, did you?
A decent chunk. I did a half hour.
Ah, the half hour.
I did a half hour. I did Conan. I did Your Sister's Ass or whatever.
All right. Yeah, she's expensive.
Conan was 2016. But I did the half hour, and I did Last Comic Standing.
Ah, that's the one.
That was a chunk. That was a good chunk. So I owe more money from then, evidently. And, it was like $7,000, and I'm doing New Orleans this week, and then Louis, he's flying down a day early, I had to buy my own flight, which sounds like, woe is me, but that was $1,000 because it's last minute. So it's been like an $8,000 week here.
Yeah, and a little hurty.
I got fucked, and my tooth hurts real bad.
Yeah, wow.
But it wasn't all negative. The night of the root canal, which was a bummer, I did the Planned Parenthood benefit show, which many people came up, we sold it out.
Hey!
Sold out!
Yeah, you did. How'd it go? Did you get an abortion?
Great. We had about 80 people there, and the show was the opposite of an abortion. It was a birth of life and love. And in fact, it was so beautiful, it changed my stance. There should be no abortions. It should all be birth and love.
Yeah, you're killing children.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, jeez. So it was a great show. It was packed, and everyone did great. But then this, again, with the PC shit.
Oh, boy.
Canner goes on last, and he co-produced the show. It's his house. We did it at his fucking apartment building.
What? Is that right?
It's in his downstairs in his apartment building.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a beautiful space. The big curtain. It's like a cool space. We served booze and stuff. It was very exciting. It was a beautiful thing. Great show. Katie Hannigan, Samantha Ruddy, Sarah Talamash, Adrian Appalucci, Stavros, Canner, myself.
No, a lot of ladies. I like it.
Well, it's Planned Parenthood. You got to have the ladies.
Sure, sure.
And it was Tuesdays, and I talked about warts, and which people found off-putting, I guess. But
how many seats we holding in there?
I think it was about 80 people.
Oh, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, we raised quite a bit of money. It was nice.
That's lunch.
Nice chunk.
Yeah.
So anyways, speaking of nice chunks, my aunt was there. All right. I don't know.
Chunky lady.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm off today. I'm sorry.
You're doing all right.
I got bad teeth.
You got a bad tooth, a small mouth, and a warty dick.
Well, yeah, everyone listening, tell some friends to listen because we lost about 8 people at the beginning.
Yeah, well, you know, they say the real fans stay.
They'll come back around. I think they pretend, by the way. They're like, I'm going to unsubscribe, but then they're listening.
They love it. They got nothing else going on in their life, so they got to listen to our shit just to have something to complain about.
Plus, they get to hear their tweets referenced.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
But anyway, so, look at that, it's my wife. That's
Beyonce. Fun.
Well, I got a bail on this story now.
He's going to talk about fucking his... Chunky aunt.
I'm only joking. I forget what story I was telling, though. Oh, Planned Parenthood. Oh, so Canner's up there. He's co-producing the show. We're in his apartment, and he does a joke. He goes, something pussy, some pussy. And some girl goes, yeah, say pussy again.
Whoa!
She's upset that he's saying pussy.
Wow.
This guy's volunteering his time and his building, co-produces the show. His girlfriend's bartending.
Wow.
To raise money. For pussy.
Yes.
She's like, say pussy again. And then later he goes, maybe I'll something vagina. And she goes, thank you.
Oh.
You can't get a break.
What an entitled cunt.
And this is why the left is losing. We're all infighting.
Yes.
He's on your team.
Yes.
Just shut up with this.
Oh, my God.
Go forward.
God.
We're trying to do a benefit for fucking Planned Parenthood, and you're upset by the language at a comedy show?
What a dummy.
It's so annoying.
It's Pavlovian now. They just go, okay, that felt weird. You can't do that. They don't even know what they're saying.
It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I mean, did she go to the women's rally? I heard the word pussy yelled more times than a Scorsese movie.
It's all topsy, and it's a bit turvy, if you ask me.
Topsy and turv.
Topsy as well as turv. But anyways, it was a great night, and Sarah, you were there. Sarah's there, and everyone did great. Great sets. Raised a bunch of money. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
And I went home and took some Tylenol with codeine.
Mm.
Tylenol PM. Slept like a little baby.
Yeah.
But it still hurts. It sucks. And it's all nasty. You feel it. It feels like a turnoff. I feel like an asshole. I got a root canal.
It's the thing you say, like, no root canal. You know, that's like the go-to of bad things.
It's a bad thing. Oh, I think this is what I suspect now. That tooth that had the root canal, I chipped it in a drunken run-around maniac. I stole a reef years ago and ran into a wall and chipped it.
Uh-huh.
Never did anything about it. And I bite my nails, and I bite with that tooth. I think it's a combo of nail biting on a chipped tooth. It went rotten. That's what I suspect. I Googled negative effects of nail biting. I'm out with nail biting.
What? I bite my nails every day.
It's bad for your teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you get a root canal.
Now, what is... I don't even really... I mean, I forgive my ignorance, but is your tooth still there?
Yeah, I told you. They drill in and take out the nerve. That's what a root canal is. Then they fill it.
Basically, just say, you don't want to feel this anymore. We'll take the nerve out, and the tooth will stay.
Yeah, it's like a poison. It's like the nerve has fucking AIDS. They got to get out there and pull out the AIDS-y, and they toss it in the can.
Wow. Can you see the nerve?
I didn't ask to see it. I was too bummed. My fucking under tongue flip hurt.
Yeah, wow. Boy, oh boy.
It's a bummer.
I've had 4 wisdom teeth pulled. I had braces for 7 years. I've had a lot of teeth shit. I hate teeth shit.
I know. I say that all the time. Teeth and pee hole. Those are my tooth.
Ooh,
I can't handle it.
Ooh, pee hole's bad. What about a tooth in your pee hole?
Imagine
Yikes.
If they put the nerve in there.
Oh, wow. That might help me. I don't feel much down there anymore.
Then you kind of spray cum.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
How about that? Whenever you rub one out, then you go to pee an hour later, and you're shooting like a spread.
Yeah, DJ Haz used to have a joke about that.
Oh, yeah?
You have sex, the next morning I wake up and pee, I can sign my name with a carbon copy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, two.
Oh,
I
see.
That's because I think the stuff comes out of one hole, but there's two tubes.
No.
So they intermingle.
No, I think it's because it's cake jizz. It's dried up, so the pee has to, like, fight its way out and push it. You know, it squirts out uneven.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I think it is. There's some webbing in there.
I think it's two nozzles with one hole.
No.
And so there's a little excess.
No, you're kooky with them two nozzles.
Hey, that's too much to look up.
Yeah, Shelby's computer's going to start smoking.
Well, whatever. I think some people don't know that. I bet women don't even know that.
About the jizz spread?
Did you ladies know that? After you jizz, if you pee, it comes out two ways. It goes,
yeah.
See that? That's two girls. 100% of girls don't know.
How about that? All right, well, get wise.
All right, what else do you got? We got, I gotta stop talking. It hurts.
Well, can I say...
You can say whatever you want. It's your
something
show.
That might sound offensive.
Oh, please.
I'm
tough to offend.
I don't know if I can bring it up.
Uh-oh.
You're not tough to offend.
I think I am.
Oh, see.
Is that personal?
You're already offended.
I'm not offended. I'm quizzing you. I mean, go ahead and say it.
Well, I just want to say how well you're doing comedically... And it's pretty cool to watch. Just as a
what are you talking about?
As a guy who's been friends with you for hold on, guy's been friends with you for years. Seen you go through some bad times, some workless times, you know. And now to have so much work, it's pretty great.
What are you saying? I don't get it. I feel like that wasn't what you were going to say.
Well, I was just setting it up so it sounded interesting.
Oh, all right.
But no, it's good to see you're bored with CK, you know, you're...
I'm not bored. I mean, it's comical. It's one of those things, you get back to the room, you're like, I got a couple hours. He's like, we watch this thing. You're like, damn it.
Oh, hey, I know. I get it. But I do remember, I'll just say this, that when you were freaking out about your career, and this was a couple of years ago, I mean, you did the whole thing over again. You'd open mics again and really start from scratch. But I remember when you're struggling, you would talk about how funny you were more. But we all knew you were funny. And now that you're killing it, you never talk about how funny you are.
No, it's because I'm angry.
I think it was like a...
My teeth hurt, and I hate the president.
No, I think it was like a defense thing. It was like a security thing. Like, you had to almost tell yourself you were funny.
Oh, I think I had to tell everyone else.
And everyone else.
Now people were like, hey, you're funny. Back then, people were like, who's this asshole?
Right. It's just interesting how the brain... Well, you're the same guy, same amount of funny.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I guess you felt that no one else knew.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Which is understandable.
All right.
Yeah, Sarah, can you back me up on that?
I zoned out on the last part.
All right.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Come on.
I wanted to make it seem like I was listening, so you guys can do...
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
And I don't get offended by anything. Well,
I don't mean offensive like the N-word. I mean offensive like I don't want to... piss you off.
Oh, yeah, I don't think, yeah, that was no piss
okay,
off
all right. I'm scared of pissing people off now.
Yeah, me too, but, well, this episode, it's not going to go well.
I think it was all right.
I'm just saying the people, I singled out some fucking two numbskulls and called them idiots. Fucking idiots.
Oh, that was
dumb
two
fucks,
specific people?
I quoted their tweets.
Ah, well, blow me. They got on Tuesdays. They're doing all right.
Yeah, you're right.
But don't think you can get on here by shitting on us. That's not going to work either, you dicks.
I mean, other than today.
Other than today, that was the last time.
All right, should we plug? You got another story? What's going on here? We hit a wall again.
I saw you 2 days ago.
Oh, all right. Oh,
but you're going to New Orleans, so I got to give you a bunch of shit. And I've had like 18 people text me. Are you coming to New Orleans with Louie? Is it just Liz? Is it you and Liz? Can you get me in? Can I? I just said, nope. Liz doesn't have a phone. He's gay. Don't even ask.
Yeah, sometimes it gets overwhelming that you got to do this. You got to do that. It's a lot.
It's a lot, but if you need anything, just text me because I'll give you the best of the best.
Right, right.
And if you want to get up and do mics, let me know about that too.
Yeah, maybe. We're there Thursday night, I guess, so who knows.
Oh, all right. I think there's a good show on Thursday.
I got to plug some shows here. I haven't been plugging shows because I've been on this goddamn tour, but I got a bunch coming up.
You had a big wave of plugs on the Facebook.
Yeah, you got to sell the ticks. I got to get back to my normal life soon. Chicago, Zanies, March 8th through the 11th. The week after that, Tampa, Side Splitters. That's St. Patrick's Day weekend. That'll be fun. St. Patrick's Day at Side Splitters.
Yes.
My God. And then the week after that is Montreal Comedy Nest.
Ooh.
Which I think Sarah's coming with me. I hope you can take the day off. They think you're coming. That's 3 weeks in a row. Big ones. Zanies in Chicago, Side Splitters in Tampa, Comedy Nest in Montreal, and then I'm doing the old Holbrook Fire Department benefit Patriots Day weekend, April 15th. Come to that. It's always a hoot. We'll get an event page going early so we can fucking sell some tickets to that. It's for the Holbrook Fire Department. They take all the money. It's always a fun show. Hopefully Sarah can do that. I'd have you up sometime, but it pays about $40.
All right. Well, hey, I'd love to do it if I'm off.
It's for a firehouse. And then Patriots Day, I'll be there. Let's meet up at the marathon. We'll have a blast. And sorry I called some of you dumb, but, you know, what are you going to do? And
who you got in the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Super Bowl is long over when this comes out.
Well, let's go back in time, do a little, Back to the Future 2 almanac.
Well, next year, I think the Patriots will be winning their second Super Bowl in a row.
Whoa!
Sixth total.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a lot of rings.
But maybe it'll be the Falcons. Who knows?
Who knows?
But anyways, check out the website, Comedian Joe List, and, take care of each other out there. It's a tough time to be alive, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Big dividing going on the Twitter. I make one joke about the Muslim ban. I got 13 a-holes coming down my dick. So keep it cool. Some people are going to make jokes about this. Some people are going to make jokes about that. Libs, you take it easy. And Repubs, you take it easy. Just because something doesn't float in your boat doesn't mean it's wrong. And calm down, everybody. We live in a great country. Well, maybe not for long. I will be at Side Splitters in Tampa as well, so all our fans will probably pick one of us and not see the other, which is kind of a bummer. They got to stop booking us so close.
They book us close, but I think people can afford two tickets.
You think so?
It's $15.
It's Tampa, though. Unless you're a stripper, you're not doing well. Helium in Philly, come on out on the 16th, 17th. Love that club. Then I'll be at Dayton, Ohio, Funny Bone, Laughing Skull in Atlanta. That'll be fun. Let's sell that out. And then, Jesus Christ, people, tell a friend, drive in, going to Des Moines, West Des Moines Funny Bone. That is going to be rough.
Hey, I got a guy down there that Tuesday that gave me a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
I always forget his name, but I wear the T-shirt all the time.
Oh, well, if you got any T-shirts, underwear, butt plugs, bring them out. Vermont Comedy Club, looking forward to that. My special comes out on April 7th, Tell the Kids. And then Denver Comedy Club, back at Hartford, Connecticut for the Funny Bone, Denver Comedy Works, I'm sorry. Then I'm doing the festival in Vegas. So we got a lot of shit cooking. Hit us up on Twitter, yell at Chipotle, get one in Winnipeg. Hit us on the Facebook fan page, follow us on Twitter. And we love you all, and we just make jokes, and nobody hates each other. Praise Allah.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha!